if you look at the success of boys, if they are in a community of men where there's a male-centric presence, then that's one win. And you double down on that. It's even more powerful if that is a faith community of men. Even secular writers tell us this.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, well, summer is officially over. And with that, I'm not depressed, but I'm on the verge. You know, I mean, it was a good Labor Day. The weather wasn't perfect, even though I think one of the days where all my family kind of gathered together, all Debbie's side of the family gathered together. It was supposed to rain all day and it was a beautiful day. So, you know, God was gracious there and he's gracious every day with all kinds of weather, but it wasn't that sunny 4th of July kind of weekend, but we had a good time. How about you?
It rained a lot, but yeah. We had the whole family together. We picked my son up from school and went up to see my daughter and son-in-law, so.
So does your house feel weird with only a couple kids at home?
Yeah, I think we're all starting to enjoy the quiet, except for my wife.
Wife is going cries a lot.
No, she's just bored a lot because he kind of keeps it lively around here. So
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It doesn't aggravate her when you go, boy, why didn't we have two kids to begin with?
I don't say that.
That's good. That's good. Well, Scott, we've got a special guest today, and we're going to introduce him right now. We have Mark Hancock from Trail Life. But before I say hi to him, you know, I've gotten a couple emails from a couple different dads and said, Todd, you got to check out Trail Life. And have you ever heard about Trail Life? And I've heard about Trail Life, and I've talked to several dads about it. But I thought, now's the time, because all these dads are bothering me about this. So, Mark, welcome to our show.
Todd, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, why don't you begin by just giving us a little background about you, then I'll ask you the question, how did Trail Life come about? But just tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, I'd love to. I love talking about me, my favorite subject. I'm married 34 years to my wife, Michelle. We have two sons. One is teaching in Atlanta. They're both my sons were raised classically, so he's teaching at a Christian Classical Academy in Atlanta, and my younger son is a junior at Liberty University. Really proud of them. They're doing a great job. We homeschooled them and had a great time raising them. I started my career in an advertising business, ran that for about 15 years, and then I became a believer, and it changed drastically the way they lived. I went into pastoring. I got a couple of degrees in mental health counseling and marriage and family therapy, and traveled around the world for a number of years, putting together events on five different continents, evangelistic events. And lately, the last 9 years or so, I've been privileged to serve at Trail Life USA.
Well, tell us about Trail Life. I mean, you know, from my perspective, it looks like kind of a boys and dad thing. But why don't you tell us about Trail Life and then tell us why you started it? Because it sounds like a lot of work to start something like that.
Well, it is and has been, but let me correct you slightly. I didn't start it. There were about 300 volunteers across the country who in 2013 recognized that the Boy Scouts were kind of leaving their traditional paths. And we recognized that churches that chartered Boy Scout troops were going to have a difficult time because of the change in their values. And we knew that boys needed an outdoor organization that upholded the kind of traditional values that are appreciated in our society or necessary in a society. So Trail Life started, like I said, about 300 volunteers across the country gathered together and started talking about what this would look like. And I was on the board of directors, and I stepped off the board of directors on January 1st, 2014 to become the COO. And then a few months later, I stepped in the role of CEO. And so I've been running the ministry since then. But we're in all 50 states, have about 45,000 members, about 950 troops in churches all across the country.
Well, you know, you mentioned Boy Scouts, and I think in my head, that's what I kind of picture. I picture Christian Boy Scouts. Would that be a pretty accurate description? I mean, you know, or do you do something different? I mean, of course you do something different now, but does that put a decent picture in the dads who are listening in their minds?
It does and it doesn't. You know, Todd, you know, you would look at Trail Life and you would say, okay, handbooks, uniforms, awards, outdoors, camping, patrols, troops, character, leadership growth, adventure opportunities. Wow, that looks just like Boy Scouts. But there are two things that really separate us from Boy Scouts. And so we don't like to make that comparison other than to say, you know, it's kind of like that in a lot of different ways. But we are Christ-centered, unapologetically Christian. We're not an outdoor organization that's having a Christian experience. We are at our core a ministry that uses the outdoors to grow boys into godly men. And the second thing, we are boy focused, which means that we believe that boys and girls are different. So we've
created. No, it seemed like a no-brainer at one time.
You know, you would think, but it's kind of it's politically incorrect these days. But we believe that boys and girls are different, and think that most parents and engaged teachers would tell you the same thing. So our program is created specifically to the wonder and marvelousness and uniqueness of boys. We think boys and girls need their own programs or any of them. There's a girl organization called American Heritage Girls, which we're very much close to, as separate organizations, but they're good friends of ours. They do a great job with the girls, and we man boys as much as you can manage boys.
So again, those who maybe aren't familiar with Boy Scouts, I one time was going to be Indian guides, if you remember that.
I was an Indian guide.
I was going to be an Indian guide. In fact, I was at an antique store recently and I saw an Indian guide headband and I thought, oh man. So I was going to be an Indian guide, but my dad and I, we went to the public school that I went to. It was in the evening. We showed up for the first meeting and there was not a car in the parking lot. And so that was the end of my Indian guide experience.
Oh my goodness. Well, but maybe they arrived on horseback or something.
Exactly. But so what does Trail Life, you mentioned uniforms, but if you don't have like that experience of even Boy Scouts or Indian guides, what do you mean by that and handbooks and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, if you're familiar with homeschooling, you've got your curriculum, which kind of helps to steer you. In our program, we use handbooks and badges, you know, for advancement. So boys know where as they stand. Boys are very big on receiving awards and recognition, which is one of the things boys are struggling with in our culture, is that this whole participation trophy and everybody gets a prize and is really working against boys. So we provide a robust awards program that helps boys, you know, pursue different skills and learn different things and actually achieve and be recognized for their achievements. So we use awards because that helps to encourage boys and to recognize achievement. The uniforms are so that boys have an identity. They can identify with something bigger than they are. You know, when you look at even secular studies tell you that there's two things that are really important to the growth of boys. One is a community of men, where if you look at the success of boys, if they are in a community of men where there's a male-centric presence, then that's one win. And you double down on that. It's even more powerful if that is a faith community of men. Even secular writers tell us this. And so there has to be that strong identity with the male culture. And part of that identity we establish by uniforms. You know, other folks that have figured this out is gangs. You know, gangs use their uniforms to help the young men identify with the group that they're with. And they use their language and they use signs and they use colors and things like that to say, this is who it is that we are. Well, that's powerful for boys. And the reason why gangs are growing as quickly as they are is gangs understand that strong sense of identity and they created, quote unquote, the uniform that they use. And we use uniforms in order to encourage boys and help them identify with something bigger than they are, which draws them up in terms of who it is that they want to be. They get a picture of who it is that they want to be. So we use the handbooks, the uniforms. We use a patrol method, which means that the boys are in charge of themselves. They're broken down into small patrols and boys are leading those patrols. Because where else in society today do boys get an opportunity to lead anything? How can we train them up in leadership if they don't get that kind of opportunity? So they're leading a small group of boys within the troop that are their same age. Maybe it's to go on a hike or to plan some sort of an event or to look at a map and pick the direction they're going in and where they're going to find their water sources to make decisions about what food they need to bring this weekend for the camping event or whatever. So boys have opportunities to lead, which is huge because in our culture today, a very few opportunities to step out and lead like that. So we integrate these things into the program, not only because they're fun for the boys, but also we are intent on raising them into godly men. You know, if there was another way to turn boys into godly men, I would be doing that. But we've discovered this great way through the outdoors and a male-centric environment, opportunity to be part of something bigger than they are, and also the opportunity to lead on a regular basis. Those seem to be keys that are helping boys turn into godly men.
Well, you know, it's not just about boys. It's also about dads. Now, do all dads need to be involved in this? Can I drop my sons off? How does that work?
Well, that's a great question. And just like every church is different, every troop is different. And Trail of USA, because we encourage and we require in the program, needs male mentorship in order to succeed. Some of our troops require that the dads are involved. Other troops recognize that, you know, one out of four boys doesn't have a dad at home. And so they provide a dad-like, or men who stand in that position, the dad for that boy. So you're gonna find different things in different troops where they may require that there be a male figure, if not the father, somebody else who kind of stands alongside that boy. And then other situations where you have troops where maybe that church has an outreach to the community to single moms, and they're welcoming all those boys, whether there's a male father figure with them or not. So it just varies according to the troop. It's not a requirement, but one of the best kept secrets about Trail Life is that it's also a ministry to men, because men get the opportunity to stand side by side and work together on a mission bigger than they are. You know, they're inspired by the same thing that the boys are. I'm doing something big here. And what they're doing is growing the next generation. They're mentoring this next generation. They're doing side by side with other men that they're forming these great relationships with. So it's not a requirement in most troops, but some troops do require that a male figure of some type comes along, because they need those men in order for the program to succeed.
Well, you know, I at one time asked dads, because we have a big email list, and I had asked the question, what were some of the memories, your best memories growing up as a kid? Because I thought, you know, that those are the kind of things we should repeat, you know, as dads with our children. And I'm no kidding, I bet you 80 to 90% were of camping. They were that camping experience. But what about the dad? Because I'm sure you talked to some of those dads who are like, you know, my idea of camping is staying in a Holiday Inn instead of a Hilton, you know, or I don't know, you know, my sleeping bags are only good up to room temperature.
Basically, what do you do with a dad like me?
Yeah, like Scott or Todd. Is there a place for us? I mean, are you going to show us how to do this?
Well, sure. I mean, there are men in the organization that are there because they just really love the outdoors. We have a lot of men in Trail Life who don't even have sons in the program, but they're there because they love sharing these outdoor skills and they love helping other boys and dads along. And, you know, there's a variety of participation. We have what we call car camping, which means, you know, you camp close to the car so you can come back and forth and get stuff out. And then all the way up to the most high adventures where boys are going to do 50, 60, 70, 100 mile hikes on the Appalachian Trail or whatever. And they're out for, you know, days at a time. So there's a variety of experiences and opportunities for boys. And of course, we always want to challenge boys. You want to keep them at the edge of adventure, safe, but out there on new ground for them. But we don't get a lot of complaints from dads once they see the power of the program. It's amazing what you set aside. And we're that way as dads. I mean, we do hard things for our sons, particularly if we know that they can be helpful for our sons. We do hard things every day. And so if camping isn't something that we're drawn to, but we understand the value of that experience, we're going to do it, even if it's a hard thing. But the troops are very open to helping dads who don't have the kind of experience come along. They get a real sense of accomplishment in helping to expose men and boys to the outdoors, sometimes for the first time.
I know there's some dads listening who maybe had heard Trail Life, have it on their radar because they've heard about it. Some have just heard about it now for the first time. What would be a good first step for that dad?
Yeah, well, I would say you can go to our website at traillifeusa.com, and there's a Get Connected tab. And under that, you can click on Find a Troop, and it shows a map of the United States. You can put in your zip code, and it'll show you the troops that are closest by, and you click on contact the troop, and you can ask some questions of that troop. When do you meet? You know, how do I get in touch with you? Can I come by and visit? You know, find out from that troop a time you can come by and visit, see how Trail Life meeting is run, and kind of get the experience. Right now, you know, we're going through our Join the Trail season. Typically, it follows the school year, the program year. And so there's thousands, literally thousands every week who are joining Trail Life USA for the first time. And so I'd invite dads to jump in there with their sons, find a troop nearby. If there isn't one, there's another tab under Get Connected that says Start a Troop. And it shows you how you get a troop started in your church.
Is it a fairly straightforward thing? I mean, it is, if I start a troop, is it going to be like signing my life away for lots and lots of work? Or are you going to help me through it? And can it be what we want it to be?
Well, I say both those things are true. It is a commitment to start a troop, to be one of the five adults that it takes to start a troop. It is a commitment because everyone has to be child safety, youth protection trained and background checked and those sorts of things. It could take a good 30 to 40 days to take a troop through that starting procedure because all of our adults are background checked. They sign a statement of faith, a statement of values. They have personal references from that church that they're going to be ministering out of. It's a ministry. It's not just a group that meets in the basement of the church. It is an outreach of that local church. So yes, it is work to lead a troop. And the men and women across the country, over 15,000 volunteers that we have active in troops, are doing it because of the payoff and understanding that the investment of that time and their time and their own personal lives into the next generation is a pretty big deal.
Well, Mark, I know you have a full day today. I want to thank you for joining us. I hope lots of dads take advantage of your services. And again, I think it's an awesome thing. And I know lots of dads would echo that. And sometimes it still sounds hard to take that, I guess, that first step to say, okay, I believe in it. I'm going to start moving in that direction.
Yeah. Well, like I said, not too long ago, I was at a homeschool convention. I think you were there also, and had a mom come up to the table and says, listen, I've got a Boy Scout troop that's 5 minutes away from our house and a Trail Life troop that's 30 minutes away. Why should I put my son in Trail Life? And I said, do you have a school bus that comes near your house? And she said, yes. I said, why don't you just stick your kid on that?
Right.
It's because he's worth me investing the time and everything to homeschool. But she stopped herself in the middle. She says, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, there is an investment of time. There is an investment of resources. So especially homeschool parents, you're already doing the hard things because you know it's right. And so to get your boy into a program that's growing him into a godly man, he's making a great group of friends. He's around other godly men that are helping to support your values. You found a community within your community of believers that's focused on growing boys into godly men. And that's a big deal. Sure, there's a cost to it. Sure, it takes time. But you know what? Is there anything that's more valuable than that, than seeing your son grow into a godly man? In fact, we have a proven process. We actually have a guarantee. And we guarantee our churches that if those boys are not becoming godly men, you get your money back. You know, we feel so strongly about the kind of magic sauce that we've mixed up here and how it turns boys into godly men that we guarantee for the churches. And I was a youth pastor for 15 years. If a mom had come to me and said, hey, can you guarantee that my little Jimmy's going to be a godly man? I would be like, you know, not really sure. We'll do the best we can. Yeah. but in Trail Life USA, we actually guarantee it because we're so confident in the proven process that we're using.
Hey, Mark, is there like a right age for when you should start this with your sons? Are you too old at some point to join?
As a boy, yes, you're too old when you're a man, but you can join as a man at any age and pour into the next generation. The boys are kindergarten through 18 years old is who our program is designed to minister to. But like I said, we have men of all ages, all the way up into their 90s, who are active in Trail Life USA, contributing to a troop, pouring into the next generation.
So if you have a 14-year-old, it's not too late to bring him in?
Oh. No, not at all. In fact, that's a great age. If you're looking for a way to connect with your 14-year-old, get him off of his screens and away from his devices, it's a great way for dads to connect with their sons. Mm-hmm.
And I assume there have been lots of dads who were not the camping type, were not the outdoors type, who have become those outdoor types and camping types just by experiencing it with their children.
Yeah. And that's my story. I mean, I was raised in a household. We're Indian guides, but you know, we were, like you said, we're the Indian guides who preferred the Hilton over the Holiday Inn. So I never had that experience of growing up in a camping household, but I was able to walk through that with my sons, and it's added a whole another dimension. My older son and I, he's, like I said, he graduated from college 2 years ago. And just last year, he and I spent 4 days on the Appalachian Trail together, just because we had had that experience in the outdoors together through trail life.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, Mark, we'll let you go off to your next thing. But thanks for joining us. Thanks for doing what you do. And I hope lots of dads take advantage of what you have to offer.
Well, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. You're making a difference, and that's a big deal.
Well, thanks. Well, Scott, you know, there's always a tinge of guilt when I finish up something like that, because I feel like, you know, I should have done that with my kids. And I still have a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old. And like you said, you know, it's, that might be the perfect age. And I know they're nearby, so there aren't any excuses with that. And not every dad needs to do it. You know, not every dad has the time to squeeze that in. But I would encourage you dads, if as you were listening, you had that little bit of, you know, I bet you my son would really like that, and it would be good for both of us. Why don't you check it out? You might find out there's a group right next to you, and take the next step. But whatever you do, have a great weekend. Again, it is still kind of summer-ish. Do your own little camp out in your backyard. I know Ben, with two of his children, they spent the night in their backyard about 2 weeks ago. And they got out, they borrowed a tent, and they had a campfire, they did s'mores. Ben didn't sleep hardly at all. And his kids had an amazing time. And those are the times you never, ever forget. And like Mark said, you know, there is a cost of doing the work and being uncomfortable. But you should do it, Dad, because, you know, you did that.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Is that your stomach?
Oh, that was my stomach, actually. Sorry.
That's awesome. That'll make it on the end of the episode.
That's a sensitive mic.